News. I'm Laura Winters. New this hour, this Saturday, we learned the U.S. military strikes in Syria and Iraq have hit at least 85 targets, and there are reports of at least 40 people killed. President Biden hinting at this attack for almost a week, and then ordering it 2 hours after the bodies of the three American soldiers arrived at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, their caskets draped in the American flag. Nothing, by the way, hit in Iran. Only Iran-backed proxy forces were targeted. Reaction from Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to all of this. He says in a statement, unfortunately, the administration waited for a week and telegraphed to the world, including to Iran, the nature of our response. In other news, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg being sharply criticized for allowing four illegal aliens who were under arrest to be let go without bail. The four men arrested after assaulting two New York City policemen in Times Square, brutally kicking them in the head, the video going viral. Two of the men giving news reporters and photographers the finger as they left the jail. The men reportedly hopped a bus to California, and there are some news outlets reporting these four may already be back in Mexico. New York City launching a $50 million program to hand out prepaid credit cards to illegal aliens. Administrators from Democrat Mayor Eric Adams' office will begin handing out the prepaid credit cards to families being housed in New York City hotels. The Immediate Response Card Initiative appears to be similar to the state's food stamp program called SNAP, which provides lower-income New Yorkers with a credit card to cover the cost of food. This freebie comes as New York City police say the latest crime wave is illegal aliens who have formed pickpocketing teams who are stealing wallets, purses, and cell phones from unsuspecting patrons at restaurants and bars in Manhattan. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
To Capitol Hill now, where no charges being filed against the two men who had sex on a desk in a Senate hearing room, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The inquiry into an online video showing a congressional aide engaging in sexual activity within a Senate hearing room is now being ended by authorities. U.S. Capitol Police say no evidence of criminal activity has been found. Following the revelation of the scandal late last year, Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, a Democrat, declared that the implicated aide no longer had employment in his office.
In USA News for Your Health, there is word those high-energy drinks with caffeine may be bad for you. USA's Corey Myers with the very latest.
According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts.
Taking a look now at your money, a big burst in hiring taking place in January. The government says 353,000 jobs added. That's almost twice what economists had predicted for the month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says unemployment at 3.7%. Strong tech earnings leading to a positive session on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 134 points to close at 38,654 Friday at the closing bell. That's a record. The Nasdaq up 267 points. The S&P 500 up 52 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.